Riti Vihari had its beginning in a series of cave dwellings on the rocky hillside. In the early days of Buddhism here in Sri Lanka, these were once inhabited by meditating monks, and the monks are still here. The main monk has agreed to meet and greet with us. He looks exactly like you would expect a Buddhist monk to look like, dressed in orange and completely shaven, including the eyebrows, and very smiling and welcoming. Our guide, Sasa, was very respectful to this religious man.
He's a very kind monk, and he always welcoming people to the temple. And if you want to stay this overnight temple, he will look after everything, the foods and accommodation, everything free. And this temple will never charge even a single rupees from the tourists, all free.
That's part of the Buddhist spirit.
That the Buddhist spirit, real Buddhism is that.
Yeah. You can just see it in his face that he's a kind man.
You heard right. They let people stay here for free if they want to come here and meditate, have a so-called pilgrim rest. Their website says that the pilgrim rest is equipped with modern facilities with AC and non-AC rooms, established in the calm and quiet surroundings of the Silver Temple, and that it's free of charge for devotees.
Totally free for the foreigners.
They actually showed us one of those rooms that people can stay in.
Wow.
Totally free.
It's like a normal modern hotel room with a stunning view. Completely free. If you want to learn more about the Silver Temple and maybe even go and meet the monk and some of the small monkeys that are jumping around everywhere, you can start by a visit to their website, ridivihari.lk. It's quite tricky to spell, so I put a link in the show notes and on the radiovagabond.com.